For the third time this week, Pope Francis returned to the topic of women in the church in his general audience catechesis. On Holy Saturday, he had dedicated his Easter Vigil homily to women as the first witnesses to the novelty of the resurrection. On Tuesday morning, he had spoken of the tears of the Magdalene and how we should follow her example of faith in our life's journey. On Wednesday, he expanded his reflections to the women of the world, whom he said have a special and fundamental role in the church and the transmission of the faith. Departing from his scripted text, as is now his very own tradition, he appealed, "Mothers, go forward with this witness to the risen Christ." The crowds had formed queues since early morning around the entrance to St. Peter's Square and spilled through the barricades into the eyes of the Pontifical Swiss Guard to guarantee their place closer to where the Pope would pass in his open-top jeep, hoping to be able to personally greet the Holy Father. The audience began promptly at 10:30 and, as has become the norm with Pope Francis, was in Italian with speakers from the Secretariat of State translating summaries into the main languages, including English.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Taking up the series of catecheses on the Creed, we now turn to the article, "He Rose Again on the Third Day, in accordance with the Scriptures." Our belief in Christ's resurrection is the very heart of our faith, the basis of our hope in God's promises, and our trust in his victory over sin and death. The first witnesses of the resurrection were women. Moved by love to go to the tomb, they accept with joy the message of the resurrection and then tell the good news to the apostles. So it must be with us. We need to share the joy born of our faith in the resurrection. In the church's history, women have had a special role in opening doors to faith in Christ, for faith is always a response to love. With the eyes of faith, we too encounter the risen Lord in the many signs of his presence, the scriptures, the Eucharist, and the other sacraments, and the acts of charity, goodness, forgiveness, and mercy, which bring a ray of his resurrection into our world. May our faith in the risen Christ enable us to be living signs in our world of the triumph of life and hope over evil, sin, and death.
This morning's audience was also enlivened by the presence of gospel choirs composed of young people from the US and Great Britain. Reflecting the Easter spirit, they sang the Alleluia. To the joy of all those gathered in St. Peter's Square and the appreciation of Pope Francis, who applauded them from the raised dais in front of the Basilica. And indeed, noting the large presence of young people at Wednesday's audience, the Pope added an extra unscripted greeting for them at the end of his main catechesis. He invited them to bring forth the certainty of the risen Lord to the world that is aged by wars, by evil and sin, and to anchor their faith in this hope that comes from heaven.
Avanti, giovani!
I'm Emer McCarthy.